On the first Sunday of Lent, we always hear about Jesus being driven out into the desert. This past Wednesday, we struck out into the desert spaces alongside Jesus, receiving a cross of ashes on our forehead and on our heart to begin this Lenten season. You may notice a change in the tone of our readings, for we hear the call to turn back to God, to recognize that we don't always live up to the goodness that God calls us to. Yet that doesn't change the fact that we are all called to try. To try to become who God intended us to become fully human. Ash Wednesday calls upon our humanity. It reminds us that we are dust and to dust we shall return. It reminds us of our own fragileness. Today's scripture calls to mind that same tenuous grasp we hold on life. They lay out the many ways we are called to respond to and from our humanity this Lenten season. The reading from Deuteronomy brings us back to our roots, reminds us that we are a nation that belongs to God, and recalls what God has done for us. It calls us to imitate our God, to hear the cry of those who suffer unjustly and are persecuted, poor, and oppressed. We take note of their afflictions, toil, and pain, and draw them forth with acts of mercy, compassion, and almsgiving, and solidarity. Then and only then can we worship God and rejoice in what God has done for all of us. Paul calls us to an incredible, empowering humility. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. All who confess faith in Jesus Christ are opened to the possibility of a life redeemed and reconciled to God. We are not saved by works or by merit, but simply and wholly by that grace that comes from orienting our lives toward Christ. What will this Lenten season be for you, where you are on your Christian journey toward Jerusalem? What of thankfulness, trust, and humility will you seek to help you as you progress toward a new life in Christ Jesus? Jesus did not strike out into the wilderness with a stack of scriptural commentaries, a pack of Nicorette, and an elliptical machine. When he was driven out by the Spirit, it is easy to assume that he left in a bit of a hurry, his wallet, smartphone, and keys still on the nightstand. His journey into the wilderness was a test, in a way, and like most tests, he couldn't use his notes. He was naked, stripped down to simply himself. Faced with the incredible temptations of his human frailty, he was offered the easiest defense against that frailty, the ability to control, to create food where there is none, to rule with power, to defy his physical nature. But instead, Jesus stood firm in his humanity, clothed only with thankfulness, trust, and humility. Thankful for the nourishment that is more than just food. Trusting in the God that does not need testing, and humble enough to obey the law given him by his ancestors. And inspired by God, Jesus resisted temptation and in doing so prepared himself to begin his ministry. For many people in our society, there is no greater fear than being naked in front of others. We are confronted by so many unrealistic and unnatural bodies in the media that the realness of our own bodies becomes frighteningly and shaming. Our lack of control, of youth, of power become reasons for hiding. And not just literally. We hide behind work, behind family, behind productivity and profitability, behind numerous forms of addiction. We hide behind our fears, and we hide behind our scars. It is natural in a world that is struggling to accommodate so many people that each of us, as individuals, can quickly become invisible. And when we become invisible, it's easy to run into us, like furniture in a darkened room. So we hide, and we forget to whom we belong. Barbara Brown Taylor, an Episcopal priest, voted one of the country's 10 best preachers, tells us, "Do not bother looking for Lent in your Bible dictionary. There was no such thing in biblical times. There is some evidence that early Christians fasted 40 hours between Good Friday and Easter, but the custom of spending 40 days in prayer and self-denial did not arise until much later, when the initial rush of Christian adrenaline was over and believers had gotten very ho-hum about their faith. When the world did not end as Jesus' followers believed he had said, his followers stopped expecting so much from God as well as from themselves. They hung a wooden cross on the wall and settled back into their more or less comfortable routines. Remembering their once passionate devotion to God the way they remembered the other enthusiasms of their life. Little by little, Christians became devoted to their comforts instead. The soft couch, the flannel sheets, the leg of lamb roasted with rosemary. These things made them feel safe and cared for, if not by God, then by themselves. They decided there was no contradiction between being comfortable and being Christian. And before long, it was very hard to pick them out from the population at large. They no longer distinguished themselves by their bold love for one another. They did not get arrested for championing the poor. They blended in. They avoided extremes. They decided to be nice instead of holy. And God moaned out loud. Lent is a time in our lives when we are invited to move with intention and carefulness through the present and into the future. As we are confronted and challenged to encounter our own lives, to enter into self-examination and ongoing discernment about how we might respond anew to God's call in our lives and our communities, we do so with hope in a God who shelters us. The promise of the psalm is that God's love is extended to us as we step out into the fray of life. This Lent, challenge yourself not to be more of who you feel the world is calling you to be, the easy and unrealistic, thinner, fitter, smarter, faster. Perhaps not even who your community or your family are calling you to be. I challenge all of us to be naked, to confront ourselves with whom your God is calling you to be. Frail, insignificant, humble, thankful, trusting, fully human,